It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The Weld County Jail is under full quarantine after one inmate and three detention deputies tested positive for COVID-19. Spokesman Joe Moylan says deputies are doing the best they can to manage the jail while maintaining their health.
In terms of law enforcement and public safety, we're kind of in a tough spot. We can't exactly, not come into work, but we realize that we're all at high risk.
He says deputies will monitor the same group of inmates rather than rotating shifts. The jail released some inmates early so it has extra space to help the remaining inmates practice social distancing. An El Paso County Sheriff's deputy died from COVID-19 Wednesday. Jeff Hopkins was 41 and the youngest Coloradan so far to die from the infection. Insurance companies in Colorado will soon be required to cover infertility treatments under a new state law. CPR's Natalia Navarro has more.
The law takes effect in 2022 and requires health insurers to cover fertility treatments, including in vitro fertilization and procedures to preserve fertility, like storing eggs or sperm. The bill exempts religious employers if their faith opposes such treatments. Governor Jared Polis expressed some concern that the proposal could raise the cost of insurance. In a letter accompanying his signature, he says he would be unlikely to sign other bills expanding required coverage in the near future. I'm Natalia Navarro, CPR News.
Secretary of State Jenna Griswold says it's not too late to fill out your 12-question census form. The count helps determine congressional representation and federal funding. Griswold says it's about making sure Colorado gets its fair share,
so that in times of healthcare crisis, we have all the resources we have. And it's not just about healthcare, it's about education, it's about every type of government program there is.
Colorado is expected to gain an additional congressional seat if everyone participates. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.